Hey, God bless you this morning, family of God. Hallelujah. This is, you already know, the day that the Lord has made, and we are going to rejoice and be glad in it. Isaiah 53 says, who has believed the report of the Lord? Glory to God. Amen. And we know, amen, that his report says that we are free. His report says that we have the victory. Amen. And his report says that we are going up. Glory. Glory to God. Thank you so much for joining us here at Ignite One Worship Center. We are excited about what God is doing. Amen. And we see his hand in the midst, amen, of what he wants to do. And we thank you and we solicit your prayers and your support as we fulfill the will of God. Amen. For this purpose, for this time and this season. Hallelujah. I want to read the scripture to you this morning, same one I read last week. Amen. And then I want to get into the word of God. Hallelujah. I pray, amen, that you've gotten up early enough to get into some worship. Glory to God. Amen. I would sing for you, but it ain't time for me to do that yet. So I'm not going to do that, but I am going to teach you. Glory to God. So if you will, I'm going to read this morning Psalms 20, and then we'll pray and we'll get into the word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you for joining us, Igniters. Glory to God. Psalms 20. May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob defend you, and may he send you help from the sanctuary and strengthen you out of Zion. May he remember all your offerings, glory, amen, and accept your burnt sacrifice. May he grant you according to your heart's desire and fulfill all your purpose. We will rejoice in your salvation, and in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. And may the Lord fulfill all your petitions. Verse number 6. Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with saving strength on his right hand. Verse 7. Some trust in chariots, some trust in horses, but we will trust, glory to God, in the name of the Lord our God. Hallelujah. Amen. They have bowed down and fallen, and we have risen and we stand upright. Save, Lord. May the King answer when we call. Hallelujah. Father, thank you this morning. We give you glory. We give you honor. We lift you. Hallelujah, Father, in your rightful place. Thank you this morning. Glory to God. Lord, that we pour our love out on you this morning, Father. We sit at your feet. We wait in expectation for the command and the revelation and instructions of the Holy Spirit through the word of God this morning. I thank you this morning for how you cause us to rise up this morning. And we are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, far above principalities and powers. Glory to God. We honor you this morning, that the word is a lamp to our feet and a light into our pathway. We give you glory. Hallelujah, Father, that we set, Father, hallelujah, in this place of victory and authority, even according to our faith. I trust, God, that you would touch the hearts of your people, touch every son and daughter this morning. Hallelujah. We decree over them, glory to God, that their best season is ahead. Hallelujah, that the new God and the next is upon them, and they, hallelujah, have been charged, oh God, to walk therein. Let the word of God come behind them and show them the way. Hallelujah, Father. We touch and agree in the morning, hallelujah, in the spirit of God, that you are God and beside you there is none other, and we submit to your authority and we give in to your commands by the will of God. It's in the mighty name of Jesus we pray this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And amen again. Glory to God. Again, God bless you. Welcome, amen, to Ignite One Worship Center. Glory to God. I'm Apostle Anthony McCoy. My lovely wife and queen is Prophetess Tracy McCoy. Amen. And we lead, amen, a dynamic and a passionate people. Glory to God. Our set scripture comes out of the book of Luke, amen, 12:49, where Jesus said that I've come, glory to God, to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it was already ablaze with a fiery passion from God. Amen. And we just believe that God has sent us to raise up some igniters, amen, that will help us, glory to God, believe God with a fiery passion from him, amen, and be a part of what God is doing in this season of kingdom faith and kingdom life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. And so this morning, family, we started, amen, last week, and we're just going to call this maybe a 2 or 3 message series. We started last week talking about supernatural potential, and we dealt with really just one word, up, out of Revelation chapter 4, amen, where the scripture, amen, began to speak. Glory to God. At the revelation that Jesus gave, amen, John, amen, and he said that after he looked up before him, there was a door open in heaven, amen, and a voice he heard said, come up. Glory to God. Amen. And I want to show you, amen, what must take place after this. And then, glory to God, verse number 2 says that, and immediately he was in the Spirit of God. So when we talk about supernatural potential, we're talking about the capacity or the capability for a thing, amen, to come into being. It is really another word for the word manifest. Glory to God. You need to shout that in your house and bleed that for your life. Amen. Manifest, God. Whatever you've asked, whatever you've given, whatever promises you made, whatever, glory to God, hallelujah, the purpose and the will of God is for our life, my family life, our house, as we become one house, it is manifest. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And potential also, it is what is conceivable, what's possible, what's or even probable as it relates to the expectation or manifestation in the spirit realm. Hallelujah. Amen. We know because it's supernatural potential, then we can't be in the natural. Amen. Glory to God to operate in the supernatural. We looked at this word spiritually and what the word up meant. And I gave you a definition. It meant to be called to a higher posture where your capacity, amen, can be increased, enlarged, and expanded in the realm of the supernatural. Glory to God. It means to come up and above beyond the natural. That's really where it's all about. Amen. And then the simplicity of the supernatural is saying yes and submitting to the instructions of the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Why? Because God is trying to move you from levels to realms. We dealt with that a little bit last week, amen. And we talked about how levels, amen, they can be bought, they can be taught, amen. They can be caught, amen. They are sought. Glory to God. But if you're going to go to another realm, you got to get in the spirit and you got to press in. Hallelujah. Press in. Glory to God. And we close that out in 1 Kings 17, talking about Elisha, amen, and how that he was in this place of supernatural flow and how God moved his life to a place of supernatural potential and increase, even to get to that widow, amen, that needed to trust God first so that he could take her to another realm. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I feel God. Hallelujah. Amen. So here we are this morning, and we're going to be in, let's just say, amen, part 2 of this supernatural potential, and our focus is coming out of Ephesians chapter number 4. And we're going to read verse 7 through 12. Amen. Give you a thought, and we're just going to take off from there. Amen. Watch this now. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7 through 12. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore, he said, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? Verse 10, he that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fulfill all things. Verse 11, and he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, some teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, and for the edifying of the body. Praise God. So this morning, I want to talk to you, amen, about supernatural potential, but we're going to package it, amen, this way. Grace, gifted, and equipped. Grace, gifted, and equipped. Glory to God. Grace, gifted, and equipped is where we are, amen, this morning. Grace, gifted, and equipped. Hallelujah. Wow. Amen. So as we look at that and as we see what God wants to do with it, let me just kind of preface the fact that Paul begins this letter in this talk to this church of Ephesus, and his goal is to get them to see, amen, that the power of their identity can be found in the spirit of their unity. Whoa, my, hallelujah, glory to God. And in verse 4 through 6, he begins to talk about, watch this now, he uses the word one. We're one house. He used the word one seven times. He says that it's about one spirit. It's about one body. It's about one hope of your calling. It's about one Lord. It's about one faith. And it's about one baptism. And it's about one God, amen, and Father of all. Watch this. And he established this principle of unity when he talks about one. But I want you to notice that in verse 7, glory to God, something takes place. Here it is. Here it is. Here it is. Glory to God. And what he says, verse 7, he says, but Paul says, then but, verse 7, then but. In other words, he is saying, I'm going to connect all that I said to what I'm about to say. Glory to God. And so the then but is to every one of us is given grace according to the gift of the measure of Christ. So he dealt with, amen, all that God had done for them, glory to God, beginning really at chapter 1. And we get here and he talks about how that the unity of the identity is all about being one. But then he say, then but, glory to God, there's a grace, hallelujah, given according to the gift of the measure of Christ. And the thing, family, that Paul wants this Ephesus people to pick up is this, that at the core of identity and maturity and unity of the church, watch this, there's a function of grace, gifts, and equipping. Yeah, glory to God. There's the function of grace, gifts, and equipping at the core and the identity of the unity, glory to God, of the ministry. Hallelujah. Yeah, excuse me. Glory to God. So he says, God gave, amen, the fivefold ministry. He gave the fivefold ministry, amen. And then what God did when he gave the fivefold ministry, he gave it, watch this, he gave it as a gift from the gift, glory to God, amen, to the gifted so that the body can be built up, lifted, and equipped. Glory to God. So here it is. Watch it now. He says this. He says, and God gave, amen, some, not all, some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. And then he gives us three reasons for the fivefold ministry. Number one is to equip the saints. Why do the saints need to be equipped? He gives it right there. It's right there. It's right there. For the work of the ministry. Okay. He gives it for the equipping of the saints. Why do the saints need to be equipped? For the work of the ministry. Why do we need, watch this, to do the work of the ministry? Okay, here it is. For the perfecting of the body. Glory to God. I didn't say do ministry work. See, we can do ministry work because we just love to be doing stuff and working. But the work of the ministry is a labor of love. Glory to God. You're connected with a passion. Glory to God. You're connected with a passion. Hallelujah. And an affinity. Glory to God. For the house of God and the life of God. Hallelujah. In the house. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. And so he talks about this. And when he says he gives us, amen, these gifts, we're gonna break it down a little bit for you. He gives us these gifts, amen. And we're not talking about gifts of the Holy Spirit when we say he gave gifts. We're talking about he gave gifts that are motivational. He gave gifts that are manifestational, and he gave gifts, glory to God, that are for the ministry. And we can find that, amen, in Romans 12 and 1 Corinthians 12. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so watch this now. He gave a gift, but it said the grace according to the measure of Christ. The measure of the gift of Christ. So grace is given for the forming and functioning of the body. Grace is given, or the grace of the gift of Christ is given, for the forming and functioning of the body of Christ. And when we talk about the forming and the functioning, we're talking about the core. Glory to God, the core. So the gift that is the core is Christ himself. And that is where we can relate to the fact of sameness. Sameness. We are, should have the sameness in our core. Glory to God. But watch this. But then when it comes to our calling, we get to differences. Yeah. Sameness in our core, but it's differences in our calling. Why? Because, amen, it is the gift. Is the gift, glory to God, the measure of the gift, the grace of Christ that makes the core the sameness. But then the calling, glory to God, we get to the differences. It's 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 4 through 7. There are diversities. There it is right there. Varieties of gifts. But the same, there it is, same spirit. Did you see it? Did you hear it? The sameness and the differences, but the same spirit. That's the core. Glory to God. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. There it is again. And there are diversities of activities, but in the same God who works all in all. Glory to God. But the manifestation, hey, glory, of the Spirit is given to each one to profit all. Hallelujah. Amen. So when we talk about the fivefold, we're talking about a system given by grace, amen, from God to the gifts, hallelujah, that's supposed to be really there for the gifted, hallelujah, amen, so that, watch it now, the whole body can prosper, not just the head. I done messed up already. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Okay, here we go. So watch it now. The saints need to be equipped because that's how the work of the ministry gets done. I didn't say ministry work. I said the work of the ministry. That's how it gets done. It gets done by saints that are equipped. They are equipped. When a people have been equipped, glory to God, the work of the ministry can go forth. Glory to God, and go forth. Hallelujah. So the work of the ministry gets done through body power. Through body power. Every time we come together, glory to God, we should be operating in body power. Hallelujah. Glory to God. With an understanding that the head of the body and the one that has all the power, glory to God, is Jesus. Everything else is the neck. Glory to God. Even the one we call the head. Glory to God. Wow. Amen. So here it is. So how the question becomes that then how does amen the saints become equipped? Because he gave the fivefold, amen, for the equipping of the saints, the work of the ministry, and for the perfecting, glory to God, the equipping of the body, perfecting of the saints, glory to God. So the question becomes then, how does, amen, saints become equipped? Hallelujah. Okay, here it is. You could have the greatest teacher. You could be under the greatest anointing. Glory to God. You could even be the greatest gifted person. Glory to God. With all the wisdom and all the knowledge. But the problem will arise that if you are not available to do the work of the ministry, glory to God, there won't be no ministry work. Uh-oh, let me say that again. Hallelujah. How does a saint become equipped? By being available to do the work of the ministry. God, the pastor, your pastor, the ministry need people, watch this, of availability more than they need people with ability. Okay, here. Now, that don't sound right, Apostle. Glory to God. I need some folks that got ability on my team. So do I. But let me give you the revelation. Glory to God. We need people with availability more than we need people with just ability that don't make themselves available. Watch this. And the reason for that is that if we have people that will surrender their availability, God is the one that has all the ability in his hands and at his command. Hey, glory to God. So God can give those with availability all the ability they need to accomplish the ministry work. Woo, glory to God, and operate in purpose if they make themselves available. Hallelujah. So listen, please. Listen, the body, the church, the ministry as a at large has come to a place, amen, where really, amen, we've lost some ground. We've lost some territory in the spirit. Why? Because we've shifted to a time where folks just don't make themselves available like they used to. But they do have the ability. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Wow. Amen. Somebody chew on that for just a minute. Glory to God. And if you have the ability and they have not made yourself available, amen, then I pray, glory to God, that this word, amen, would help you see something different and change, glory to God, your perspective to know, amen, that if God is going to be glorified and the ministry is going to be edified, hallelujah, we need your availability with your ability, not when you want to give it. Okay, I'm messing up again. Glory to God. Let me keep going. Hallelujah. Wow. Here it is. Here it is. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. Let me read it to you. Therefore, my son, Paul talking to his spiritual son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that you've heard among many witnesses, watch this. He says, the same commit to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. So a translation, Paul is telling this pastor, his spiritual son, he says, watch this. He says, when it come down to getting the work of the ministry done and equipping the body, son, I want you to look for two characteristics in people. He said, I need you to look for the faithful and the able. Oh, the faithful and the able. Not just the gifted, the faithful and the able. He says, when you're looking for the saints to do the work, look for the faithful that will become able. Because many a time, glory to God, we really do the reverse. We look for the person that's able or the one with the ability, but God says, hallelujah, find me a faithful person and I'll make them able. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. Find me somebody on fire. Find me somebody with passion. Find me somebody that want to connect to vision. Find me somebody, glory to God, that want to, amen, submit to leadership and see the glory of God. Hallelujah. Cover the earth. I'll make them able. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'll pour my spirit into them. I'll change them into another man or another woman. I will take away all the residue. Glory to God. And make them usable and available and faithful instruments. Hallelujah. So that my body, amen, can operate with power. Wow. Hallelujah. Woo, my. Hallelujah. So again, Ephesians, glory to God, 4:7, the text says that the grace of the measure of the gift. Gift. That word for gift right there is the word doria. And it really means, watch this, it means to be a gift. It means to be a gift. So Jesus is the gift. He is the gift. It is the gift. So the measure of the grace of the gift is Jesus himself. And Jesus, watch this, the gift gave gifts. Hallelujah. That's not the same word, gift and gifts. Glory to God. So when we see, watch this, verse 8, hallelujah. The Bible said when Jesus ascended up, he lived an ascension life. He ascended up. He ascended up and he led captivity captive, and then he gave gifts unto men. That word is not doria. That word is doma. And it means, watch this, to give a gift. So the gift gave a gift so that the gift that he gave to could give to the gifted and help them be equipped, find their identity and mature, glory to God, in the body. Hey, watch this, please. It means present, like a natural present, like you give me a present. That's the kind of gift, amen, that it means when it say he gave gifts to men. And those gifts were apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, glory to God, and evangelists, glory to God. But it was not just one gift of individual, of individual anointing. It was a system and a corporate gift, hallelujah, that was supposed to work together, amen, to edify the body for the work of the ministry, hallelujah. It was a present. Here it is, Matthew 7, 11. It says, if you, being evil, know how to give, watch this, know how to give gift to your children, how much more shall your Father in heaven give, watch this, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit to them that ask. Wow. So the greatest gift, okay, here it is. The greatest gift that we can have in the body is not the gift of the apostle. It's not the gift of the prophet. It's not the gift of the evangelist. It's not the gift of the teacher. It's not the gift of the pastor. The greatest gift that we can have in the body is the gift of the Holy Ghost. The gift of the Holy Spirit working in our lives. My God, it makes every other gift, hallelujah, make their function easier. Glory to God. Hi. My. So watch it please. We're talking about supernatural potential and we're talking about grace gifted and equipped. And we need to be equipped for the work of the ministry and the perfecting of the body, amen, so that we can operate in body power, because supernaturally, that's what we're created to do. Hallelujah. Yeah, amen. Even though there's diversities, though there's different varieties, there's different administrations of the complexity of being gifted, but that is what Jesus, that is what God really sees as the unity of the Spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So the thing that come against unity of the Spirit, amen. Matter of fact, he says it, glory to God, Philippians 2:1, we got to keep it in the bond of peace. We keep it in the bond of peace. So, glory to God. So here we go. When we talk about this, we're talking about how, amen, that we are graced, we're gifted and equipped, and that's a part of our supernatural potential as the body of Christ and as believers, amen, in Christ. Paul, he says something over in the next chapter, in chapter 3, glory to God, verse 7 through 10. He says this. He says, wherefore, watch this. This is Paul. Paul says, I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace given me by the effectual working of his power. So when we look at Paul's statement there, amen, and he says that I was made a minister according to the gift, he's not talking about his gift. He's talking about the Doria. He's talking about Jesus, the gift. The grace of the gift that Jesus is. Hallelujah. Wow. Okay. Amen. Watch this. He said, God gave it to him by the effectual working of his power. So when we tap into this effectual working of his power, we're talking about, watch this, we're talking about what made Jesus the gift that gifts every other gift. We're talking about the fact, amen, hallelujah, that it was his resurrection. It was the fact that he was ascended. Glory to God. And now he sits in an ascended place. He lives in an ascended place. Amen. And he, matter of fact, Jesus even said to his disciples at one time, listen, it's expedient for me that I go. I got to leave here. Amen. Because that's how you're going to get power. Glory to God. If I don't go, glory to God. Hallelujah. The will of God can't be completely fulfilled. So I have to go. Glory to God. I have to go. Glory to God. So that you can be, hallelujah, amen, what God called you to be in the earth and what I've taught you to be, glory to God, in the earth as you learn to follow me, hallelujah, amen, and learn of me, glory to God, amen, and take up your cross. So when we look at it, he said the effectual working of his power, glory to God. So again, in Ephesians 4, Jesus was living the ascended life. Watch verse 8 of Ephesians 3, glory to God. Verse 8, unto me, Paul says, I was made a minister according to the Doria gift of Christ. But he says, unto me, this jumped out at me. He says, but who I'm the less than the least of all the saints. I thought about that. I'm like, hold on. How do you become, what do you mean less of the least? Because my mind is this, least is the end of whatever you think that is more. So how do you become the less of the least? If you got the least, that is your less in the natural. But watch the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He says, I am less than the least of all the saints. And Jesus, the gift of grace, watch this, he found me. Think about it with me. He said he was less than the least. What Paul was really saying was I was nothing. When I didn't even count. When I was living my own life wrong, thinking wrong. Watch this. He says, I had some power, but no purpose that was bigger than myself. Wow. Glory to God. And he said, the Doria, the grace, called me. He chose me. He chose me for the world to see the grace of his ministry at work, not through me, but through him. Wow, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love how the Message Bible put that last. It says, watch this. It says, I wasn't even qualified, but God saw fit that I was equipped. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. That is, glory to God. Hallelujah. That is the thing right there. Hallelujah. That God will qualify who he called. Hallelujah. Because it's up to him, amen, to make sure you're equipped. And he uses, glory to God, gifts that are connected to the gift, amen, for the gifted. Glory to God. Wow. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's a reason to shout right there. You know you weren't qualified. We know we was not qualified. Amen. But God saw fit, woo, that we were equipped. You ought to thank God for good teaching. Thank God that you're equipped. Hallelujah. Wow. Amen. So that helps me to understand Paul's mindset. Amen. In the way that he talked when he was growing and going forward in ministry. Amen. Because his testimony in Philippians 3, glory to God, around verse 7, Paul said this. Paul said, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. Glory to God. Watch this. But one thing, glory to God. Hallelujah. One thing I do. I forget those things which are behind me. And I, glory to God, I press forward for the mark of the prize. Why? Because he understood that it was the gift that called him when he wasn't qualified. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. My. Glory to God. And even in verse, another verse, Paul says this. Paul says, I count everything loss. That's verse 7. Glory to God. I count everything loss. Hallelujah. For the excellency of the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Why? Because he understood, hallelujah, the value of being equipped. Glory to God. When he wasn't qualified, nor was he worthy, but the gift. The gift. Glory to God. I feel a shift. Let me take a moment right here. Let me take just a moment right here to minister to somebody, amen, that may be resisting, or running from the call. Hallelujah. And I don't mean it got to be the call to preach. I'm just talking about the call of salvation and the call to come up. Hallelujah. Yeah, shout my shit. Glory to God. That may be running, glory to God, from the call. Watch this. Let me say this to you. Watch this. You struggle with the call because your soul is in conflict with the call. Wow. And here's the thing. What the Spirit of the Lord told me to tell you. You don't have a revelation. Watch this. That is really not your choice. You are being chosen. Let me say that again. Because your soul is in conflict. Hallelujah. Yeah, glory to God. With the call, you don't have a revelation that is really not your choice. And the revelation is you're being chosen. Hallelujah. And therefore, because you don't have that revelation, you are struggling with your choice and you're resisting and running because you think that you are choosing the call. Oh my God, help me. Hallelujah. Help me. Glory to God. Jesus said in John, I think 15, 16, watch this. Jesus said, you didn't choose me. I chose you. Glory to God, that you would go forth and bear fruit that would remain. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I want to encourage you. Just surrender to the call because you already been chosen. Get the revelation, glory to God, that you don't have to struggle, glory to God, through the call if you surrender to the choice. My. Hallelujah. Wow. Watch it. And then he says, this thing is to make all, all men see. Philippians 3:9. All men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning would have been hid in God, who created all things by Christ Jesus. Glory to God. Hey, verse 10, here it is. To the intent that now principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church, the manifold wisdom of God. Did you hear that? Paul called the church, glory to God, the manifold wisdom of God, that would that principalities and powers in heavenly places would know. Glory to God. My God. Hey, hallelujah. Ephesians 2, it tells us that we are, that Christ made us to sit in heavenly places. But the key is we're not on the same level of principalities and powers in heavenly places, because Ephesians 2 says that we're made to sit in heavenly places. And then it says, watch this, we sit far above. We sit far above principalities and powers. Glory to God. We sit in a place of victory and authority. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Over the conflict in the spirit realm. Ooh. Wow. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he says that God, Christ did it. God gave the gift for the eternal purpose. Glory to God. In Christ Jesus, our Lord. So everything, hallelujah, is really about what's already finished, glory to God, and what we should have faith for as we're talking about this supernatural potential of being grace gifted and equipped. Glory to God. You give me 10 people that are grace gifted and equipped, glory to God, we can get more done with 50 people that just want to work. Wow. Glory to God. So here it is now. We said, how does the saint become equipped? By being available to do the work of ministry. Here it is. Let's drop on down. Amen. Go back to Ephesians 4. And let's talk about why should the saint be equipped? Why? Let's look at verse number 13. Man, hallelujah. I'm seated today. I'm staying calm today. I'm not, glory to God, I'm not going to lift off today. I'm teaching you. I'm in teaching mode so you can get it. Let's go. Ephesians 4, verse 13. Why should the saint be available to be equipped? Because that's how we get the work of the ministry done. That's how the body is perfected. Watch this. The reason or why that we got to be available to be equipped. Watch this. Because the fact that he gave all until we all come. Verse 13. Until we all come. We got to come into the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God. Here it is. To the perfect man. A maturity in our availability, in our unity, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So we make ourselves available to be equipped so that we can mature in our identity, amen, and that's going to impact our humanity, it's going to impact our harmony, and it's going to impact our unity, glory to God, because of our spiritual maturity. We operate in a supernatural realm of being equipped by gifts, glory to God, that's connected to the gift. And now we're able to work our gift in the body, amen, with maturity, hallelujah. And we're not in a place, glory to God, where we are being a messy house, a confused house, a competing house, Lord, a complaining house. No, amen, hallelujah, a playhouse. No, glory to God. Why? Because we are being equipped. We are graced. We're gifted. Hallelujah. And we're operating in a realm of supernatural manifestation that's designed, glory to God, for the body to operate in power. Hallelujah. Wow. Amen. Watch this. Watch this. That till we come to the unity of faith, and then verse 14 says this, we should be available to be equipped so that we no longer be children. We no longer be children tossed to and fro. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We should be available to be equipped so that we can speak the truth in love. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so that we can grow up. There it is. Up. We can grow up into all things. Hallelujah. Into him who is the head, the Doria gift. Verse 16. Watch this. From whom the whole body is joined and knitted together by every joint supplies according to the effective working. There it is again, by which every part does its share. It causes the body, amen, growth for the body, and it edifies itself. Wow, glory to God. So let me break that down just a second. Amen. So this fivefold gifting that God has given to the body, amen, for edification, glory to God, and equipping, it is so much of a system from God that when it operates, amen, in a supernatural realm, the way that God allowed and aligned it to operate, amen, once we are equipped, glory to God, we watch this, the body edifies itself. In other words, amen, we fit together, we work together, we pray together, we love together, we laugh together, we live together, amen, we worship together, we win together, glory to God, hallelujah, we oh my God, we build together, glory. Why? Because it's a system made so that the body will eventually begin to edify itself because of its maturity and its unity. Glory to God. That means the devil is locked out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And division is locked out because we're in a divine space and a realm that's above, glory to God. Hallelujah. Principalities and powers designed, amen, to make our differences division. Oh my God. Hallelujah. Okay, here it is. Watch this now. He says, every part does its share in every joint supply. Can I give you a deep revelation? You know I'm not deep, so I'm getting ready to go deep. I got to tell you when I'm going deep. Here it is right here. Here it is right here. Your primary responsibility. Watch this now. Every part of the body that does its share. Your primary share as a part of the body is to share. Ooh, that was deep, Randy. Yeah. Hallelujah. Your primary responsibility in doing your share is to share. Glory to God. Help make disciples. Help make disciples. Share. Share. Okay, I hear you. I hear you, Holy Ghost. Share on Facebook. Share. Glory to God. Are you sharing what your leaders are teaching? Are you sharing it? Are you showing it? Are you supporting it. Okay, share. Help make disciples. Share. Glory to God. Share. If you say you enjoy, share it. If you say, oh, apostle, that was off the chain, that was good, share it. Oh, prophetess, my God, thank you. Share it. I love my church. Share it. Glory to God. Why? Because your primary, glory to God, ability to do your share is to share. Wow. 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 And for whatever reason, if we're still children and we're in and out of faith, we're up and down in our, all around in our relationship with the Lord. The reason, watch this, that we have not grown up or we're not able to speak the truth in love, or that we are continually tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. We don't know if we want to be, glory to God, Christian, a nun. I won't mention all the rest of them, but they're everywhere. But here's the point. Here's the point. It could be that we're not equipped because we have put more trust in our ability and we have not made ourselves available. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, we have not made ourselves available to be equipped. So therefore, we're not growing like we should. Oh, I didn't say we weren't going to church. I said we were not growing like we should. Going to church doesn't mean you're being equipped. Going to church means that you're just in the building, if you will. Glory to God. Wow. But every time we come together, we need to operate in body power. Glory to God. That means apostolically and prophetically, we are aligned and we are attached with a maturity of our assignment, glory to God, and what we've been called to do and where we fit. Amen. And where our gift make the most difference and where our gift give the most value. Glory to God. Why? Because it's all about, amen, understanding and appreciating, amen, the person, amen, that's worshiping with me. Glory to God is not me and can't be like me. And I don't want them to be me. Amen. Because the church wouldn't be that good if they was. Uh-oh. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Is looking, is looking from that perspective, amen, to see how God looks at this this unity, amen, and this ministry so that we can get the work done, glory to God, in a manner that's going to please him. Wow. It's according to the grace of God. It's according to the Doria and the Doma, and then the manifestational, the motivational, and the charisma. Glory to God. Yeah, amen. And the ministry gifts that make up the body. Glory to God. You got to be in place, and you got to know that you have a part. Amen. And your part, hallelujah, is essential. No matter what it is that you think you don't do or you do do, if you are part of the body, you are essential to the momentum and the building, hallelujah, of what God is doing with body power. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Are you hearing what I'm saying to you this morning? Let's operate in supernatural potential out of the grace, out of the gift, and out of, amen, being equipped in the Spirit of God, hallelujah, as we're moving forward. as Ignite One Worship Center. Hallelujah. Give God a praise right there for that. Amen. Hallelujah. It is. Amen. Hallelujah. I pray that you enjoyed the word of God. I pray, amen, that you, amen, hallelujah, with trust and know. Thank you for joining us today. Amen. Let's get ready to receive our offering as well. Amen. As we close out this service. Amen. I'm telling you, I'm excited about what God is doing. Amen. Don't listen. Hallelujah. Whatever you do, amen, hallelujah, in the next coming months, glory to God, hallelujah. If you don't have a place to call your home, your church, your family, and you know, amen, that you have a desire, amen, for the fire, hallelujah, yeah, amen. Come on, join us here at Ignite One as we, amen, take territory and trust God's hand to manifest, amen, in this season. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You should be able to see, amen, that you can give according to our app. You can text to give, dial that number that you see flashing across, amen, the screen. You can give by giving to $Ignite1, glory to God, or you can go online at ignite1.org. It's right there for you. I pray, amen, that this word has been a blessing to you, amen, hallelujah. And we're going to pray over your offering and pray over you, amen, and we're going to, amen, close our time out this morning. Hallelujah. Just give me your time to get ready. Give it. Amen. Father, in Jesus' name, as people are giving, as they're trusting, as they're releasing seed faith to you, I thank you this morning. Hallelujah, Father, that you have principles and promises connected to your word. Hallelujah. That you bless the bread. You bless God. Hallelujah. The giver. We thank you that you look for cheerful givers, oh Father. We thank you, Father, how that you restore and you make our storehouses full. Hallelujah. When we make your storehouse full, thank you for the reciprocity of giving, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. We release, Father, hallelujah, a blessing and an anointing on the seed faith of your people this morning as they would give, hallelujah, Father, unconstrained, hallelujah, Father, and uncoerced, but out of the free will of their spirit, whatever it is, we thank you, hallelujah, Father, that you can multiply and you can manifest because of what they trust you with. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Listen, I'm telling you, if you don't have a place to call your home, if you lost your way, amen, you can be rededicated. You can, amen, become members. Glory to God. You can join us, amen, at Night One. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You put that in the chat. We'll come back to it, amen, and we'll make sure someone would get in touch with you. Glory to God. If you're saying, I just want to know more and I want to get connected, I believe in what God is doing. Amen. We'll definitely, amen, have someone get back to you. Glory to God. We love you and we say, amen, hallelujah. May the Lord, hallelujah, shine his face upon you and may he cause you to be blessed with the grace, the gift, and the equipping of the Holy Spirit. And may he cause you to be a part of the body fitly joined together and supplying every joint, hallelujah, so that we can operate in body power. In the mighty and strong name of Jesus, this is Ignite One Worship Center, and we're glad you joined. Be blessed. We love you. We'll see you. Amen. Hallelujah.